Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on.
The new day, the new week, new weather, ooh.
I'm looking out at some snow on the flower beds and thinking, boo, snow.
That goes well, though, with this time of year. Holidays. We're thinking already, though, I don't want you to waste your life away, but if you want to have a good thought, thoughts of things, think about spring. That's all. Just think about the new year and all the new possibilities. The DJB experience, part of the new year and a new experience, the ideas that come from the three of us, distinct, unique perspectives. Jennifer Horn has her ideas. Victoria Keelan has her ideas. Doug Steffen has his ideas. In fact, you even get a bonus with Kara Schillen, who has some ideas as well that may be of value about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And with the focus on newness here, and what's going to happen to all of the people who are here illegally? Immigrants are coming all the time, and what do we do about them? I have an example that I think is a great one. I thought I'd tell you the story of Abraham Cuello, C-U-E-L-L-O, who has been living legally in our country for about 10 years. But he decided, with the rhetoric of the recent election, that it was time for him to become a citizen. He said, quote, "I was a bit concerned that immigration laws might change, and as I'm not yet a citizen, things may change in the future and get a bit harder. So that is why I wanted to take the next step to get my citizenship right away." He's from the Dominican Republic originally. He needed a bit of help to prepare for his citizenship interview and test. And rather than just study a textbook, he attended a program that's sponsored by Catholic Charities. I never knew this existed. And that's really why I'm telling you this story, because I found when I nosed around a little bit that there are a number of these faith-based programs. Mr. Cuello, as are a lot of people that come from Hispaniola, is Catholic. And I can go into my whole spiel about what Columbus did and Catholic, you know, all that stuff. And it isn't practical here, nor is it a part of the story, really. The business about who's teaching and what they're doing, the program coordination, what this fellow, what I saw about this man and what he's getting in his preparation. He sits down with these people who are the program coordinators that work with the Catholic Charities, and the director explains how things happen in America. They talk about the history of our country, the history of those people who come here, what they've been through, why they've been an asset. There's a whole thing in this textbook, and there's a CD talking about immigrants who have come to this country and what they have accomplished, what they've contributed, what they've done. And this is the perfect way of doing this. We've stuck our head in the sand after the Patriot Act, and we've shooed a lot of people away that came here to go to school, that could be great contributors, and we haven't let them stay. Now, here's somebody and an example of what's going on in many different areas who want now legal permanent residence and to become citizens. So they're taking these classes. There are 30 different classes like this being conducted in the state that I live in Massachusetts alone. And I think, I bet, in California, Jennifer, there are tons of these. In New York, Victoria, there are. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Washington, probably. Why the situation seems to be weird and different in Washington, because there's no real leadership. Nobody knows who's in charge, whether it's the feds or the local. Washington's a mess. So I wouldn't use that as an example. But I would use New York and Boston and Los Angeles. And I wonder about where you are. If you know of people who are trying to become legal, those who are trying to do it right, how are we encouraging them to do so? If you apply, you got to pay them $680 to file. Did you know that? That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's another $725 involved, and I don't know what that's for. but
those are the processing fees. It's like Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't see the show unless you pay all the ticketing fees.
Yeah. All right. So it's fair, I guess. But some people say, oh, I don't want to pay that money. Well, you know what? Being an American citizen has a lot of privileges to it and a lot of good things. So a couple of $100 here and there, isn't it worth it? And spending some time to become legal, isn't that worth it? It seemed to me
yep.
it would be. I think that there's a lot to be gained by coming here, as we can see by all the people who come legally and illegally. Well, they're not going into, you don't see them running to go to Russia, do you? You don't see them running to go to China. You come to China like this, they just shoot you.
What's Canada, I mean, besides celebrities who claim they're moving to Canada, what's Canada like?
Too damn cold to go up there, otherwise a great country.
Yeah, right, too damn cold.
And we were talking about that yesterday, as a matter of fact, how going to Canada, Canada is just a very civilized place. I think England is such as, that's one of the reasons I like it, so civilized. We hear a lot of those stories. By the way, now you've hit a hot button with me, Victoria, because the Canadians have an immigration attitude that's better even. The British are having all kinds of problems. That's what the Brexit thing is about. In Canada, they don't seem to have the same problem, even though they do have a lot of immigrants that come to Montreal, to Toronto, Vancouver, the southern cities. Vancouver is a marvelous place, by the way. And it's a little warmer than year-round basis than much of what the rest of Canada is about. But people are coming there, and they handle it in a responsible way. So
is it just because they have so fewer people and so much more land?
Maybe. That may be it.
I always feel like I'm in New York City, so everything is crunched and we live in a box on top of another box on top of another box. So when more and more people come in and I feel like California is very overpopulated too. And so we feel that crunch. But if you're not feeling that space crunch, maybe that's part of the reason why it doesn't bother Canada and in general as much.
It could be. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know.
More places.
We're speculating.
To go. Yeah. And maybe their infrastructure is better. I mean, we get so overwhelmed in California that the school system starts to suffer, the healthcare system starts to suffer. And that's the issue. It's not the people coming in, it's that the people come in and they're not paying their fair share and they're using the services. And so then you have everything starting to break down. And that's the real thing. With my mom as a teacher, when she'd have to actually go to school and bring toilet paper and books and supplies because simply the schools couldn't provide it. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And you hear that all too often, too, Jen.
Yeah,
we hear stories all the time about teachers having to use their own money to buy school supplies for the kids.
There's a sickness in this country that something stuff is really sick. And that's one example. We waste how much money? We have a $125 million school budget in Framingham. And, there's stuff being spent. I happen to know as a town meeting member, we kind of go through the pages of the budget. You're spending that kind of money on that, and you're spending that kind of money on this. There's a new proposal for a school that'll cost $24 million to build. The whole town, every school to this point that's ever been built in Framingham, the total doesn't come to $24 million. But it's been a long time since a school was built. So now, and there are, how much did they spend on that new high school? What, $300 million in L.A.? Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And what are they doing with it? 60% of the kids hit the road before they get to be.
Right, they don't even graduate.
Before they graduate. So we're building these monuments, these edifices to our foolishness. Anyway, how'd I get off on
that? And just on this, on the topic of immigrants, we've just passed this new law that'll go into effect in January. I don't know if you remember this, Dougie. I'm not sure if you were here, but I think you were. About 20 years ago, there was a huge proposition that was actually backed by the Hispanic community in California, saying that they wanted to make sure that all of their students were able to immerse themselves in the English language programs. Remember,
yes.
So they threw Spanish out of the schools.
Yep.
And this was actually by the Spanish community. This wasn't by the English community that backed
it. They wanted to speak English to survive, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to feel like their students weren't getting the same attention that white or English-speaking students were getting. So that passed, and in 20 years, kids have just been pushed in. They get a year of transition between Spanish and English, and then they get mainstreamed. Well, now there's a new law that just went into effect that totally repeals that. And so now it's going to be all Spanish in the classroom. And I think this is such a disservice. Even if you come here illegally, you want to come here and let your kids have the best chance. And to do that, they probably need to speak the language of the country. And so now they've got a lot of kids coming into the schools who are going to just receive Spanish education. And it's just, I don't know. You look at this and it's like such a disservice to people who want to come into this country and flourish. Yeah. They don't seem to be helping out too much. If people want to assimilate, language is one of the easiest ways for them to do that. When everybody can speak to each other and have dialogue and conversation, I mean, it becomes really important. And for a lot of these kids, their parents are speaking Spanish at home because their parents don't know the language. So this is really their only opportunity to get an English education. Right. And I don't know.
And that's where children are so helpful. A lot of the times when you have parents who are first year, they're coming straight from another country, then they don't know the language. And so they use their children. They will learn English and then they can help with insurance or doctor's visits or something like that. And so if you don't have anyone in your household in this country speaking English, it makes everything much harder. So yeah, yeah, learning English is a really valuable skill to have.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not fair to, I just think it's not fair to expect us to speak your language when you're here in our country doing business with us. It's just, that's one of my things. 18 at the hour. Good discussion here. DJV time.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Scott Haken, SNS Cycle.
What you got here?
T-143. My biggest, baddest Bolton twin cam engine.
A lot of horsepower. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Mr. Haken's from SNS. In a cycle.
This is our T-143, our biggest, baddest Bolton twin cam engine, 99 to present FL bagger style frame. 4.425 bore, 4 5/8 stroke, 10.491 compression on pump gasoline, 160 plus horsepower, 150 plus foot pounds of torque.
Warranty coverage?
Has a 6-month warranty on it. Motor company won't even give you a warranty on their 120Rs. Website sscycle.com.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to double your reading speed? It's so simple and easy to do. Here's the science of it. There's an established relationship between your brain and your hands.
Keep your filthy hands to yourself.
So if you want to double your reading speed, take your index finger and use it as a pacer. Start at the first word on a line of text and in a never-stopping, sweeping behavior, trace your finger under the line you're reading until you get to the last word. Then start over at the next line.
It's just as easy as everyone thinks it is.
Your eyes will follow and reading speed increases as your finger sweeps under the words. This is the main premise behind many of the very expensive rapid reading courses. What's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of point and click, finger sweep the line. You'll focus more and you'll read faster. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.